Welcome back to the Spiritual Bazaar. This is A, and you're listening to an anonymous podcast. You're not listening to an anonymous podcast. You're listening to an anonymous podcast by someone on the road to recovery who is exploring spiritual paths, the mystery of life, and whatever else the hell I come across as I go along this journey of trying to be a better person. I'm just going to do a quick update today. Not going to spend a lot of time, no interview, but I should be having something soon, I hope. I've found, despite my everyday struggles with what's my point in life, career, job, relationship, I have found a really interesting mental place that I haven't felt in a long time. The thought was already kind of coming to me, and then I heard a definition recently of melancholy, and that kind of sort of brought it back round for me, my thought process, because I was beginning to realize that instead of feeling moments of depression or feeling depressed, I could actually have moments of melancholy where I can feel a little sullenness, maybe sadness. You know, when the winter comes and that darker, heavier, colder feeling can come over you, and you sort of embrace that heavier, sadder aspects of yourself. I can feel that, but in a way, it's odd. I'm also happy. I'm sort of content with those sort of subtle, you know, waves of feelings that come over me, and it doesn't really disturb me, which I think is a really healthy sign. I still have a lot of baggage and inner crap that I have to deal with. I just feel really good that I can feel, sort of embrace the sadness a little bit without letting it drag me down and pull me down. It's not a super heavy weight. So that feels really good. It's sort of, I don't know exactly how I got there. You know, I'm just sort of sharing my story as I go along. I do my daily meditations and prayers, sometimes longer than others. And as much as I'm still struggling with being more mindful, in the present, what I'm doing, what I'm saying, thinking in advance, and those sort of aspects of the mind, which can really frustrate me, I'm able to sort of smile at the shadowy part of my mind. It's a relief, and I for lack of a better way to describe this, I decided I'll go ahead and I'll put a song on Facebook. I'll post it up there on the Spiritual Bazaar Facebook page. And I feel like it kind of illustrates what I'm experiencing, what I'm feeling. It's I don't know. Maybe you felt it. Anyway, that's why I'm posting this song, because I'm at a loss for words. But it's a good thing. I'm feeling good about it, and just want to let you know that that's where I am right now. I guess you could say that's my latest revelation or point of growth. In a sense, it feels more mature. I don't want anyone to take that word the wrong way, but that's another way of how I feel it. Anyway, so if you go to the Facebook page, listen to this song by Eddie Reader, and let me know if you can relate to what I'm saying, or maybe even better articulate what I'm saying. All right, that's it. So hopefully I'll talk to you all soon. In the meantime, you can, of course, go to the spiritualbazaar.com webpage or follow me on Instagram at spiritualbazaar. And, of course, the Facebook page, which I'd love to get your comments and feedback on this song. All right, cool. That's it. Peace and love, everybody. And I'll hopefully reach out to you and hear from you soon. Be well. Yes.